Yeah, I thought our group took a step in the right direction today to be down 9 against an elite team. Obviously, highest powered offense in the league. They, you know, backed that up again like they do.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies podcast.
I thought our guys competed a lot better than we did the first game. It was good to kind of just continue to work through this process. You know, but tons of credit to our guys. I mean, we're down 9 and we build an 8-9 point lead. I think we outscored by 17 in the third quarter. It's just great, you know, a moment to reflect back on and figure out how we're going to close out games with a lead going into the fourth quarter. You know, we can't accept the fact that we gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter. You know, whether it's our offense stalling out, you know, I feel like we're still in a position right now where we're missing shots that we normally make. We're missing some threes. We're missing some layups, some putbacks, things that we'll work through. And just, we'll get back to how we've played all season long. But definitely got to do a better job defensively. You know, I thought for the first half we did a pretty solid job. You know, definitely this is a team that shoots a lot of threes in the Rockets. We got to do a better job, whether it's individual defense or some of our rotations, give them credit. I mean, they shot lights out tonight. You know, we'll definitely learn from this. So overall, very happy with the progress. Definitely, you know, we don't want to accept losing, but can we learn from this? Got another great scrimmage ahead against another really good opponent. This is great. These are the tests that we need going into the seeding schedule that we've got. We're going to learn from this. We're going to get better from this.
First question, Parker Fleming.
Hey, Coach. So, obviously, the big talk with the Houston Rockets is how small they go as they're playing PJ Tucker, Jeff Green, Damari Carroll at the five tonight. So, what do you think of those small ball lineups, and how does it change maybe your game planning or your adjustments during the game?
Yeah, Parker, I mean, it's a unique style of play, and they're making it work. They've got the talent to make it work. They've got the system to make it work. I think for us, you know, we try to stay consistent with what we've done all season long. You know, we've relied on the adjustments tonight, and I thought we did a good job. We switched a lot. Obviously, when you're playing small ball lineups and a lot of three-point shooters, you know, the goal is to try to keep bodies on bodies, keep them out of the paint. It's easier said than done, especially with that individual talent. But even all their players are great at getting downhill. So we'll take that back, you know, knowing that there's a lot of playmakers on the floor, a lot of ball handlers, a lot of penetrators, and then obviously really good shooters. So they're making it work. And I think collectively they do a really good job defensively with how they switch and how they communicate out there and even how they protect the paint in the rim. You know, they don't necessarily need a shot blocker out there. They do a great job with their physicality. I think PJ Tucker and Jeff Green, you know, do a really good job down there. So, you know, really proud of how our guys, you know, faced that. We had seen them once with a super small lineup during the season that we came out and we executed a really good game plan. They definitely got hot from the three-point line, something we'll, you know, take back and try to get better from.
Hernan Rivera.
How you doing?
Good, Hernan. How are you?
Doing great. You got to challenge on the scrimmage. What improvements would you like to see from the team looking forward?
Yeah, moving forward, just more of the same. I thought our energy was great to start the game, pretty consistent throughout. So just more energy. I thought, you know, especially in these situations when there's no fans and you have to kind of manufacture your own energy, I thought our entire group, even those on the bench or staff or players, did a great job. I think our communication's steadily improving. All areas, whether they're good areas or areas that we significantly got to get better in, I think we just got to get more, you know, improvement in all those areas. I think defensively, some of our game plan discipline can be a lot better. Whether that's an individual assignment, whether that's you know, a coverage-based you know, thing that we got to improve on, and offensively, you know, obviously when we get out and play in transition, you know, we're lethal, but we got to do a better job in the half court. You know, we're going to see teams like what the Sixers did, use their physicality, try to take away the paint. What did the Rockets do? They switch a lot and still are physical and try to take away the paint, and we kind of slow up. So when teams are doing that against us, we got to do a better job of, you know, playing with more force, playing with more pace, get to next actions. All things that we preach all season long. It's great for our guys to get these healthy reminders of what we're probably going to face when the seeding games start. So that's my thought process. Better execution defensively in all areas, especially game plan, and then offensively, we just got to play with more force in the half court.
Drew Hill.
Hey, Coach. Still more encouraged than not, given that you played three pretty good quarters. And also just curious, what was going through your head when you saw Jaren take that spill and then also Ja take that spill? Was it a little bit of relief there?
Yeah, I'll work backwards, Drew. Definitely relief. You know, I think our number one goal here, outside of getting better and getting back to our center play, is being healthy. But we know we obviously have a big goal ahead of ours, something, you know, extremely high to play for. And our guys are motivated to continue to work and you know, play in these game experiences and, you know, play at a high level. So the more that they're playing, I think that's going to better suit us come Friday, July 31st. And, you know, that's the main focus. I actually kind of forget. What was your first question, if you don't mind sharing again?
Go ahead, Drew.
More encouraged than not that you had three pretty good quarters and just one of them got away there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, just painting a picture here, and this is by no means an excuse, but not having played basketball for close to, you know, what, over four months, very encouraged. I mean, I talked about throughout all the weeks of preparation here in Orlando, how our guys are dialed in. It's definitely different taking it from the practice court to the game court. So that's why you say you can't wait to play another opponent because you get to really test what you've been working on the last couple of weeks. But very encouraged how we started games, how we maintain that energy and that competitive spirit, you know, for the majority of the game. You know, that fourth quarter got away from us. But that's going to be the focus moving forward. You know, I think our guys' spirits are great. We definitely want to win, you know, and we're not just saying, well, it's just a scrimmage. We don't have that mentality at all. We're just focused on going out there and trying to get better. So hopefully, you know, we can raise it another level against Miami and try to get a win. But definitely encouraged with how we're progressing.
Evan Barnes.
Taylor, how encouraged were you by the way Anthony played coming off the bench? And was this kind of a good test for him to kind of see how we can finally maybe fit in the rotation a little bit?
Yeah, Evan, you know, my thought process obviously for these games is to continue to evaluate where we're at as a team. You know, all the areas we got to get better in, but especially from a lineup standpoint, it was great to get AT out there. Obviously, Grayson, you know, got his opportunity today. But, you know, specifically to AT, definitely encouraged, you know, shot the ball well, moved the ball well, you know, play with great pace. You know, defensively, you know, a guy that's unique and, you know, execute a couple different coverages, guard different players, you know, positionally and, you know, had that, you know, one big block. So he still got a step for being in the mid-30s. Wish I had that at his same age. But he did a great job. We're going to continue to evaluate. You know, we'll see what lineups we roll out on Tuesday, that is, and hopefully get pretty close to what we're going to roll out on Friday.
Dylan, obviously you guys played much better for three quarters. Were you pleased more with just how well you guys started the game more than finished?
Yeah, we came in with a different type of energy. We knew we started off slow and, you know, especially in this atmosphere, it'll take control and you go down big. But, you know, we came as a collective group and just fought hard for, you know, three quarters. But we still
got to, you
know, try to do a complete game and, you know, close it out.
Ferdinand Rivera.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What will mean for you clinching a spot on the playoff for this young team?
Can you repeat the question?
What will mean for you on the team clinching a spot at the playoffs?
It mean the world. You know, we're a young team. You know, young teams got to get exposed to, you know, things that, you know, weren't seen in the future. You know, give, you know, Ja, BC, Jaren, me. We only got about 3-4 guys that play in the playoffs. So, you know, it'll be great for us. And then we could take it into the offseason and, you know, build off that.
Evan Barnes.
Dylan, you mentioned the atmosphere. As a shooter and a scorer, how is it? Is it different playing in this arena without fans? And for you, how do you kind of just, you know, keep finding a way to just keep shooting even if the shots aren't falling?
It's my teammates, you know, they tell me, you know, I shoot it well and keep shooting. And, you know, you still got to get a feel. That's why we got these scrimmage games. So, you know, we don't go in there with, you know, cold feet. And, you know, just believe in my craft, believe in what I did and, you know, the hiatus and, you know, just try to give everything I got for my teammates.
Jordan